रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतिये नमः. किष्किंधा कांड चैप्टर नंबर 34. रामास मैसेज. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Thus strode he with mighty steps, Lakshmana, beside himself with wrath, into the women's apartments, at the sight of which Sugriva said to himself with dire misgiving, I sent Tara from here to pacify him, yet he comes here in a storm of anger. How is it? But Lakshmana came on, hissing like a mighty serpent in his wrath. His brother's misery echoed in his heart a hundredfold, and he drew near, consuming as it were with his effulgence the very creation itself, at the sight of which the lord of monkeys sprang from his throne, even like the banner of Indra decked with flowers. Then Tara, Ruma, and the other ladies of the palace gathered round him, even like the clustering stars around the moon. His eyes red-rimmed with intoxication, his arms folded in humble welcome and entreaty, he swayed lightly as like a lofty kalpaka tree. He made obeisance to Lakshmana. That Ramanuja cast his eyes over the monkey lord as he stood in the midst of Ruma and the other ladies of the harem and said, Sugriva, men laud with acclamation the king who is conspicuous by the sattvic quality and high ancestry. He is a soul of mercy, of perfect self-control. He never goes back upon his word or forgets a favor received. But you go far, very far, to come upon one crueler than he who entrenches himself in adharma and defiles himself with rotten promises to one who stood him in good stead. He who speaks a lie about a horse is guilty of the crime of having killed 100 of them. He who speaks a lie about a cow is guilty of the crime of having killed 1,000 of them. And he who speaks a lie with reference to a man is guilty of the crime of having killed himself and those that are dear to him. Then need I say that he who speaks a lie with regard to the noble soul, Sri Rama, is guilty of the heinous sin of having destroyed the entire creation? He is a lawful prey of every honest citizen, even he who returns black ingratitude for favors received at the hands of a friend. Svayambhuva Manu, rightly reverenced by all beings, has delivered himself thus on a certain occasion about an ingrate whose sight caused his wrath to blaze up. The books have laid down purifications for the slayer of a brahmana, for a drunkard, for the thief and a traitor to his vows. But I have never come across any purification or penance adequate to him who forgets a benefit received. Your life is not straight. You are an ingrate. You have gone back upon the word of truth. You have received favors from Rama, but yet you dream not of returning them. If you were grateful, if you ever kept in mind his kindness to you, would you not have till now taken the necessary steps to search for Sita? It is a pity, actually a thousand pities, that Rama is blissfully ignorant of the glaring fact that you are addicted to low pleasures, that you are a maker of false promises, that you are even like the snake that croaks like a frog, but to entice it to its destruction. That noble soul has misplaced his pity, and all ignorant of your wicked and sinful nature, has placed you on the throne of the monkeys. Ever intent upon the good of all created beings, he has let you live so long. But if you persist in your black ingratitude, his keen arrows will drink your heart's blood and send you on to keep company with Vali. Wide open yet lies the path to the halls of death, along which the arrow of Rama led Vali. Sugriva, stand by your promise. Set not your heart upon the journey along the road by which Vali sought death. I half believe that you desire to see Rama's arrows, like unto the thunder of Indra, spring forth countless from his terrible bow. Else, Would you thus drown yourself in low pleasures day and night and bestow not a single thought on your duty to Rama? Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunavtiye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.